Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, why not pop into the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit. Fantastic menu, great food, great atmosphere, great bar, great staff. It's basically great. So if you are in the Portmarnock area, why not pop in and say hello? And if you're looking for somewhere to stay in Dublin, actually, may we recommend the White Sands Hotel in North County Dublin as a great base for your stay in the capital. A number of our Opinions Matter listeners have stayed here in the hotel in recent months, and they all rave about it. So what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? Carl sent us a message. And, well, have a listen to it. I want to find out how you feel about this, whether or not he's barking up the wrong tree or has he got a point. I started to listening to your podcast 3 years ago in Australia. I've been living there for 11 years and moved back home last month. And I want you to talk about what has happened to Dublin. It was my first time home and I was shocked by what I saw. I walked through the city at the weekend and I must have been the only Irish person there. No one working in the shops was Irish. No one walking on the streets was Irish. And the two taxis I used, the drivers, weren't Irish. I felt like a stranger in my own city. Have you been in the city lately, even up by Parnell Street? No Irish anywhere. What has happened to Dublin? I still can't believe it, lads, that we are strangers in our own city. Am I wrong for saying this? Keep up the good work. And that's from a guy called Carl. Now, I have to say there's a bit of irony in Carl's message. He's just home from Australia after 11 years as a foreigner living in Australia.
He's entitled to, yeah.
So he was a foreigner in a different country, yeah? And now he's giving out about foreigners in our country.
No.
The irony of that.
He's not. He's giving out about the fact that he feels like a stranger in Dublin. Now he's not, okay, he's right and he's wrong. He's not wrong in the point that, do you be in the city centre at all?
Yeah, quite a bit, yeah.
If you're in the city centre and, say, from O'Connell Bridge upwards, up towards Parnell Street and all that, it doesn't resemble the Dublin of 20 years ago. I'm not saying that's a bad thing, by the way. I'm just saying it doesn't.
Well, it does. The GPO is still in the exact same spot.
No, you know what I mean. You know what I mean. There's a lot more diversity of nationalities in Dublin, which I think is actually a good thing, because I think, you know, Dublin is an international city now. We don't just, like, does he want to just walk through Dublin and see people with freckles and red hair called Sean? Those days are gone. A lot of the people... and as well, Carl, the point...
His whole attitude, though, is so racist, basically.
And don't throw the race card out. Why
did he feel the need to mention...
Everything
no one
to
working in
racist?
The shops was Irish. No one walking on the streets was Irish. What an exaggeration, because that's just not true. That is just not true. That there are no... I was in Grafton Street a few weeks ago. I saw Irish people. Okay? I think it's an exaggeration to say that there are no Irish.
He's not being racist. Why does everything come down to racist? You can't say anything and it's racist. He's stating the fact the two taxis he got were driven by non-Irish drivers. That's fair enough.
That's to suggest that there are no Irish drivers. Of course there are. It's ridiculous.
Well, I have to say...
He just happens to have gotten two taxis driven by...
I have to be honest. I use a taxi maybe once a week. I haven't had an Irish driver in a taxi, I'd say, in months.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I have.
Okay, but that's just...
I got a taxi home on Sunday evening, and...
That's just look at the draw.
Fella from Finglas driving the car.
But to call him racist because he just thinks that Dublin doesn't look like Dublin anymore, you do better, Adrian.
No, but the point I'm trying to make is that, so what, like, whoop-de-doo? Why does he even feel the need to state that? Go to London, and you'll find it's a multicultural city as well. People don't give out about London because we Irish actually invaded London as foreigners.
What's the national he saying here? I agree that it's overpopulated with foreigners. Now, you see, there you're getting into...
That's exactly what Carl is saying.
If they're not here...
Carl is saying exactly that.
Just let me read Nashley's comment. If they're not here to work, they should be shipped back. Now, Nashley, that's bollocks, first of all, because they obviously are working, because according to Carl, they're working in shops and taxis. So they are working. So we're not going to ship back people that work. It's the only fair way. They can't be here scamming from our goods. They're not. You see, this is the perception. Jesus, foreigners can win. If they come to Ireland to work and actually fill jobs that Irish people will do, she's still accusing them of scamming. How could they be scamming if they are working?
Our number is 085-825-2626.
Sorry, she goes on, by the way. She says, it sickens me. What sickens me most is walking down Moore Street and our very own Market Street, destroyed with them, outside blocking off the ILAC door. It's disgraceful. There should be a new law brought in. I don't know what kind of law you can...
A new law brought in?
Yeah, if you're foreign, get away from the ILAC centre. We were shocked, yourself, myself, Adrian, when we walked to Moore Street a couple of years ago. We had some business on Moore Street and all the Dublin sellers were gone. All the, you know, get your rashers.
That's first. Just the way the world has moved.
And the shops were all...
People don't want to buy off stalls anymore.
And the shops are all now phone shops run by Indian people and Pakistani people. That's just the way the world... Like, my question to you would be, and Ashley, when was the last time you bought a bunch of flowers off a seller on Moore Street? Probably never.
Jonathan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jonathan?
Well, Aidan, how are you today?
Good, thanks, Jonathan. Well, what do you make of Carl's message? He's back in Ireland for the first time in 11 years, moved back home after 11 years in Australia and doesn't recognise the place anymore.
What a shock to that poor man's system, huh? And look, you can't call the man racist, Adrian, because he raises an issue. He's been out of the country. And I'm sure when he went to Australia, he went with paperwork and bank statements and he was asked to go in to do a job and blah, 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 blah. We can't look at apples and oranges. The place is changing. Like I said, people are afraid. You can rationalise it any way you want to. Look, at my granny sold fruit and vegetable on Thomas Street and Moore Street all her life, off a stall there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he's done it in all the old school. We don't know. Change is fine. Progress is fine. But, you know, you have to hold on to something of your tradition and something of your heritage, and you have to hold on to important parts of your history.
Like what? What are you talking about? Moore Street?
Like, I'm talking about Moore Street. And I'm talking about, I walked, even like the GPO, these places are now, that, like I said before, they're praying outside the GPO, called the prayers and all that. It's. I don't want to get too worked up today, but it's because the conversation's been had and had and had. But look, we have to start holding on to. We are. This is Ireland.
Okay. No, let's look at somewhere.
I'm all for.
Okay. Let's have a look at somewhere like Moore Street. Moore Street has kind of died because people weren't shopping there anymore. People weren't buying off the stalls.
Then how come all the shops are still out? They're all there now. The place is full of shops.
It's full of shops. I'm talking about the stalls.
Yeah. Yeah, and I know the stalls are gone and all that. Like I said, yeah, progress. Like I said, progress is grand. We can all move forward. But when you look around the likes of Parnell Street and O'Connell Street, and you see these lads sitting outside all day with nothing to do, and you can go on about that. I've gone to Australia. He went to work. He was in busy all day. He wasn't out on the street hanging around drinking and smoking, believe me, whatever they're doing. I've seen the videos. I walked up through the place. You know, it is quite, like, not for me. I couldn't give a fuck. It's as far as I can say, this is Ireland. I'll walk anywhere I want in this country.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm free to roam in my country.
I agree with you. I feel the same way.
But I live in the west of Ireland now, and you can, it's no, in small towns and villages, it's really, really easy. You walk into certain supermarkets and it is like being in a foreign country. It's not, that's not a word of a lie. It's like being in a foreign fucking country, you know? And like I said, I'm all for progress and inclusion, and I'm all for it, diversity. I work with foreign lads. I went out with foreign girls, you know, through the years and all that. But I don't know. Like I said, we're losing our identity. And like you said, I've listened to some of your older podcasts. We're fighting amongst ourselves, like cats and bleeding dogs at the minute. Everyone is having an argument. Everyone is fighting with each other. There's no harm, and I can't see it getting any better going forward. These numbers are going to continue. These guys are going to keep on coming in.
Is it not a good thing that a city like Dublin, for example, has become an international city, not just a backwater of a city?
In retrospect, yeah, okay, Adrian, but you're looking around that city, and is it good to have 10 cities all over the place and lads hanging around on street corners with nothing to do all day and just fucking heckling women and whatever they're doing, acting the maggot? That can't be good for any city. And you talking about London. Have you seen London lately? Have you seen what's going on over there?
I've been in London, you know, recently.
Yeah, you've seen the videos. You've seen, look, it's not... They're breeding like mad things there. The numbers are going to keep on going. We're the tiny little island nation. Tiny little island. I have 3 kids. I'm not having any more kids. I'm done having kids. You know, everyone around me I know is having 1 or 2, 3 kids if they can afford it. And again, it's not a race.
But again, I'm going to come back to the point about the city itself. Dublin is a city on a par with loads of cities around Europe now, okay? There was a time where Dublin was an absolute shithole that nobody wanted to be in, yeah? Now it's a city that people do want to be in, do want to move to, do want to live in.
Dublin people don't want. Dublin people are worried about living in the city that they were born in. Like I said, my mother lives there in the Liberties. I went up to visit a couple of months ago with the kids, walked around the city centre. I went into the GPO and mother of Jesus Christ, it was like an international raid, passport office or something. You know, and it wasn't just the foreigners going in or tourists going in having a look around for the history. You know, it was lads going to the collect their welfare and all that, and the place was packed with them. You know, it's well and good to say bring them in the club, but like I said, we need to start getting real about this shit. And you can keep on calling people conspiracy theories and all that, but Matt, numbers don't lie. And over time plus numbers, that's where we're heading into the future, whether you want to agree with that or not. I drove down here, like I said, I'm in the west of the world. I'm not driving down there to get a bit of lunch in the shop. I'm after seeing a bloke and a girl there with six kids hanging out with their bleeding ankles. You know the kind of way? That's just driving down through the town there. Six children and two of them. Like I said, I have three kids. I'm not having any more kids. But we have to start realising that going forward into the future with this country, where we're going to be at. You have to start acknowledging this.
Why? What are you worried about? I mean, this guy Carl spends 11 years in Australia, comes back to Dublin.
And he went to Australia and he had his paperwork and check and he had money in the bank and he went over to get a job more than likely than anything, and he went over to contribute to their society. What are the lads on Parnell Street down sitting around all day? They're not contributing. They're taking.
We've enough of our own hanging around the streets as well.
Arguing that point, Adrian. You won't get me arguing that point. We've said it over and over and blading over again. Just because you have scumbags doesn't mean you should bring more in. And again, you keep going back to unvetted people. Look, you should know who's coming into your country, whether they have a criminal record or they don't. At the bare minimum, you should know what you're dealing with. At a bare minimum. And we keep on going on and on. If I commit a crime when I'm 12, I go into the system in this country, I become a habitual criminal, we say. The guards know if something happens around, got to do with this certain kind of crime. We know certain people to look at. We have her on file, we have her on record, we know the kind of lads we need. We're looking after this thing. We don't have that with these people. As we said before, people coming into this country now can commit crimes and up and fuck off, and nobody knows who they are. Nobody knows where they're from. And we have to start getting real about it. And it's not a racist thing. I just want equality.
But Jonathan, if you go to any big city, you go to New York, anywhere like
that. Well, I don't, Adrian. I don't.
No, but I'm saying if you do, you would see...
I holiday here.
But you'll see every nationality. You'll see every nationality. That's how big cities work.
In any big city in Europe, you'll see people from all over the world.
But you're talking about all of these countries all over the world, Adrian and Jeremy. It wasn't that long ago we opened up the people start coming to this country. 20 years probably, 25 years before. I worked in Nigeria, lads, 20 years ago, in Moore Street, in a bakery there. Sound. They came to work, they came to study. I had no problem with that. I'll tell you his name actually. Remember. Fred Ogamari Jr. was the man's name. Nigerian lad come over to... That was his name. That's what I'm saying. But I had no problem with him. He was in Trinity College studying to be a lawyer. Fair fucking play to him, you know. But we have to really start acknowledging now in this country that if we don't get a handle on this, if we don't, it's going to get worse and worse and worse.
Okay,
and
do me a favour, stay there for 1 second.
Well, I only have a couple minutes left now, lads, because like I said, I'm back and working 2 minutes, so go on ahead for a few minutes.
Okay, let me go to... actually, let me play a message that I've been asked to play for you. Have a listen to this.
Okay.
Lads, this guy saying that there's no Irish people in Dublin anymore is a bit much, to be fair. I don't go to Dublin often, but every time I do, I see Irish people. The shops I would shop in have Irish people working there. You know, I mean, the reason a lot of shops don't have Irish people in them is because Irish people think they're too good to work menial retail jobs. So we're quite happy to let the foreigners take them. But then when the foreigners take them, we start complaining that, oh, the foreigners come to take our jobs. And in regards to Moore Street, when people are complaining about the small shops being open for generations closing, you're the problem. Every city I go, and large town you go to in this country nowadays, all the shopping districts are dying. Limerick City is the very same. It's because instead of actually going in and buying stuff in a brick and mortar shop, everybody's buying off Amazon. And that's the problem. Because it's just getting too expensive to run a shop. Like if you're looking for a stand for your TV, why are you going to go into Currys or somewhere else and pay 65 euros? But you just buy one on Amazon for half the price and free postage and packaging. But this idea that like Dublin's been taken over by foreigners is just, it's just ridiculous.
Do you want to respond to that, Jonathan?
I never said that there was no Dublin people in Dublin. I just acknowledged that there was lots of other sorts of people in Dublin as well. I never said, and look, and I don't shop on Amazon. I don't shop on Temu. I go into my towns and villages and the shops around me. And okay,
but he makes a very valid point. Firstly, the jobs that some foreigners are working in are jobs that Irish people look down their noses at.
And then
we're not supporting local businesses because we are buying on Amazon and Temu and wherever else people are buying.
Again, I understand that. But I think the thing with the work, that comes down to the system in place. I don't think any 18-year-old lad or 17 should be sitting around on the dole living off the dole. You should be forced out into the workplace if you're going to be sitting around your hole all day doing nothing at a certain age. You shouldn't be allowed to sit there and get nothing.
But all the
you
lads,
should have to be.
Yeah, but Jonathan, all the lads running the phone repair shops in the city centre, my God, there must be about 1,000 phone repair shops.
They're
working for a living. They're providing a service. I mean, when my phone breaks, I go into them.
I'm not denying that. What I'm saying is, you look at the amount of them that aren't working, and there's more coming in on top of them. This is what I'm saying. Going forward, I'm not talking about now. I'm talking about going forward into the future. We have to start acknowledging where we're going to be. It's a numbers game. That's what it is. And like I said, in Dublin City, I went up with the mud. I've never seen a mob leaving petrified. I couldn't relax around with the kids.
Petrified of what?
She just is. The city itself has us scared, Adrian. Just the city itself has us scared. But look, I didn't get into the whole psychology behind it, why she's scared. Like, the fact of the matter remains, she's scared. She grew up in that bleeding city and now she's scared to walk around it. She was never like that before.
And is
we grew up with some of the worst places in Dublin.
Is that because of foreigners? Is that what she's afraid of?
It's because she sees what's going on around her, Adrian.
Meaning what?
She lives in the Liberties there. She's watching junkies all over. She's seeing gangs of lads walking around. She's afraid. We have aunties that live in Fingris and from Fingris originally. The centre's not going around. They're afraid to let their children out. They're afraid to go out themselves anymore. And like I said to you there, you have lads there that are going to commit crimes, but Irish lads, Irish youngsters, Irish scumbags, they're in the system. If a certain crime happens, the guards know which direction to be looking in, where to be looking relatively, who's guilty of these kind of crimes before, who has previous. With the ones in now, we don't. And what the heartbreaking thing more than anything for me is this, it's the way we're fighting with each other over it. And as I said to you two lads before, all I want to see in this country is a proper immigration system that's safe and works for all of us.
Good to talk to you as always, Jonathan. Thanks very much indeed. Jack has been on to us.
This conversation is interesting. I find it greatly ironic that people who are in Australia, they come back and just suddenly start getting out about Ireland when they're in Australia as well. How many Irish are in Australia? I get most, some do go legally, some don't. And I get we have a crisis here that we need to solve. But this divisive rhetoric, the use of an emotive reaction, etc., will not help solve anything. Extremes on one hand or the other won't help solve the issue either. And there's plenty of good people who have been conflated across the one issue is also wrong. There's people who come here that we need for economy, etc., that do good work. Are we going to stop them? People couldn't now because of an issue around asylum. I just find the divisiveness at the moment and emotive reactions to this wrong. Just my opinion.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Una, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Una?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly. How are you? What do you want to say on this?
Well, what I want to say, I'm not going to be racist or anything like that, but I'm in the late 60s and I've often went into town. Well, I went into town last Saturday and I couldn't believe, I don't normally go in, but I just went in to meet friends. They're around in their dozens, outside shops, hanging around, and that racing up. Not buying, not even considering buying stuff in the shop, just hanging around smoking. And then I seen these two guys after robbing someone's purse or a wallet and flew by and nearly took me off my feet. Wasn't one guard around. It's just not the Dublin I've seen. And I was terrified.
You were terrified in Dublin?
Yeah, Dublin's not the same anymore. You know what I mean? I only go into town when I have to. But I couldn't believe me. They're just hanging around shops, not even going in or doing nothing. There's no guards to be seen around. There's kids, you know, it's just horrible. It's not the Dublin I know.
And
I don't know
okay, when you say it's not the Dublin that you knew, who are these people that made you nervous?
I'm not being racist, but they're foreigners. I'm not being racist. You can say what you like, but I'm not. They're not Irish. They're hanging around. I know a fella is a security guard. I won't mention his name. But they run in shops and they're stealing. They're stealing as well. They're running in those shops because they're getting away with it, of course. That's what I'm on about, you know.
Okay, but we have an awful lot of antisocial behaviour in Dublin being caused by Dubliners.
Yes, I know that, Ed. That's never going to end, but is that going to get any better?
You see, I just think we're too quick to blame all the ills of Dublin on foreigners when we're as responsible ourselves.
I know that. I can understand where you're coming from, but it's getting worse. These guys I'm seeing doing this, they're not walking. They're robbing. They're walking and robbing and stealing from other people. They're not walking. And they're not even in the shop buying. We went in for a meal and I had a cup of coffee, whatever, and there wasn't one partner in the restaurant. We're all Irish. You know, I'm spending my money. That's what I'd like. I'm going back now years, like a walk to Dublin, walk in the Stephen's Green. But now I haven't got anything to do now.
So you find it intimidating? You just don't like it? It's not the city it used to be?
It's not the same, Dublin. It's like being in a different country. It's not the same. I'm not blaming the foreigners. I'm blaming the government. I'm not blaming the foreigners. They were invited over. They didn't ask to come over.
Okay, the point that I made earlier on is any big city anywhere in the world, and Dublin is a big city now, any big city anywhere in the world has people from all over the world. This is nothing unusual. We're just not used to it.
No, I'm not saying that. That's what I'm saying. You keep thinking I'm not racist. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying it's not the same as I remember. Maybe when you were young, it's not the same Dublin city I remember.
Okay, but
the one. Certainly wouldn't go at night time.
Okay, but back in the day, Dublin was a city that nobody wanted to be in. That's why there was no foreigners here, because nobody wants to be here.
Well, why is there so many immigrants now then?
It's a big city with lots of employment that people want to come and live in.
But how come my daughter was trying to get a job and she's Irish, she's Dublin, she's trying to get a job, she's rang up, she's sending CVs, she didn't even get a reply back.
Stay there for a second because Anthony is spitting bullets listening to this conversation, Anthony, are you?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, the guy sent in a message called, what a complete massive hypocrite he is to send that message when he worked in Australia for over a decade and he complains about foreigners coming here who are working, who are contributing to our society. What a complete hypocrite he is. He needs to look at himself in the mirror.
Okay, but you can hear from the first couple of calls, Anthony, that a lot of people agree with Carl's sentiment that Dublin isn't the city it used to be.
Well, things change, right? Things don't stay the same. Things always change. These people need to accept that. These foreigners have come here and they are actually working, all right? And that woman who's saying that her daughter couldn't get a job, maybe her daughter just wasn't good enough to get the job. Maybe other applicants who were working, that's why they got the job.
Well, I never said about why she didn't get a job. And he's trying to say that the foreigner got a job before her. I'm not saying that. I'm saying she applied for a lot of jobs. I never mentioned one foreigner getting a job because she couldn't get a job because of the foreigners. I just said she couldn't get a job.
Okay, well, what about the other point that he made as regards the city and you not recognize it not being the city it used to be? His argument is things change, get over it, build a bridge and move on.
Well, we'd like to change it for the best, not for the worst, wouldn't we?
Well, okay. It is changing for the best where foreigners who are here, they're actually working, they're helping contribute to our society. That is a good thing. Multiculturalism, it works. It's just that some vile far-right elements, they don't want it to work in this country. Like, they look to blame everything on the foreigners, everything but the common cold at the way they go on.
You see, I was just interested in what you were saying, that you didn't feel comfortable in Dublin, but it was you kept talking about foreigners. I know you said over and over again that you're not racist, but you seem to think that the ills of Dublin as a city is mostly down to foreigners.
Well, I never said I said it wasn't racism, but I said if you go to Spain, you see Spanish. If you go to Germany, you see German. If you go to Australia, you see.
Sorry, if you go to if you go to a city like Berlin, Una, which is the capital of Germany, there are people from all over the planet, and in fact, Germans are probably in a minority in Berlin.
Yeah, I know that. I'm not talking about it. I'm just remembering when I was in in the city centre, there's pinpockets. You've seen them running down the street laughing after robbing some poor lad or lady or whoever's wallet or purse. I never seen that when I was growing up, when I was in Dublin. I never, and there's no guards around. But you, you know what I mean? No, and there's no guard around the EPO when my dad used to be standing inside it.
No, I agree. That is a problem, and it is disgraceful. I was in town myself only a few days ago and didn't see one guard on the streets, not one, which is a major problem. But again...
But the point is as well, Una, there was a story in the news today. Last night, there was a riot that happened on a beach in Sutton last night. Did you hear about this? Mm-hmm. Dozens and dozens of people involved. How many squad cars? 12 squad cars or something had to be called. Public order units had to be called to break them up. They were all, from the videos I've seen, they were all Irish young fellas.
Yeah, well, that's what you're saying. But when I just didn't feel safe. I didn't feel like it was my place. Well, it was the same place I used to go to. And I certainly wouldn't go out at night time.
So, Anthony, let me just come back to you for a second. An awful lot of the calls that we're getting are people saying that they don't like what Dublin is becoming or has become. You obviously believe that all of that is just pure racism, do you?
A lot of it is. And that woman who keeps going on about how phone is around making her comfortable outside shops, does she forget all the examples of Irish antisocial youths outside shops trying to intimidate people that's happened before, that's been talked about, who always cause trouble? Like you're saying about that riot that was caused by Irish antisocial youths. She sounds like she just wants reasons to hate on foreigners and ignores the fact that there are some Irish antisocial youths out there who keep causing trouble, being a bunch of scumbags that's like wild animals.
All right, stay there for 1 second, Anthony, if you can, please. 085-825-2626 is our number. Let me go to line two. And, sorry, who's on line two?
Darren, he's angry with Anthony.
Darren, you're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Darren.
You well, Adrian, what's crack?
Good, thanks. What do you want to say? You've been hearing a number of callers after the message from Carl saying they don't recognise Dublin anymore.
Well, first of all, I wanted to say something to this clown, Anthony.
Off you go.
Does he not realise, like, there's a big difference between Irish going over to Australia to work and contribute to society rather than foreigners coming over here to not work? And even if they do work, they send the money to their own country. So I don't know why people keep on comparing all the foreigners in this country to the Irish going to Australia to work, when majority of foreigners, and I'll repeat that, economic migrants, are not working. And do you think that, say, hello, you know, 10th City in Dublin, yeah? Would you let your 16 or 17 year old daughter walk past there on her own? I don't think you would. And if you say you would, you're talking shite. But if you say that, you're deemed as a racist by this clown, Anthony. Anyone who doesn't agree with Anthony is classed as a far-right racist. He is an absolute fool of a man. And I am sick every single day when this topic comes up of him coming on, calling everyone far-right.
Okay, I just want to say this. First of all, I'm no fucking clown. And these migrants, these people that Carl was complaining about this message, they are actually foreigners who are working. And how do you not know that when Carl was working in Australia for over a decade, how do you not know that he wasn't sending money back home to Ireland like some of these foreigners who were here working, what they were doing? So you are just saying complete, absolute crap.
Oh, my God. Oh, you're a fool, Anthony. Seriously.
You're the one who's a fool. You can't, listen, clown.
You can't compare foreigners. Here, stop it. You're very aggressive there, Anthony. You're very aggressive.
Oh, I'm not being very aggressive. If I was, I'd be cursing.
You see,
well,
you're a very aggressive person. Every time someone comes on here saying something different to your opinion, you call them far-right racists and are very aggressive with them. Just shut your mouth for a second, yeah? Because the economic migrants in this country are not working. They're taking advantage of the system. And if you can't see that, there's something seriously wrong with you. Maybe if you listen to Grit Media and Ben Scallon for a while, maybe you might learn a bit. But no, all you're interested in is the mainstream media, when all they tell you is what they want to tell you.
Okay, first of all, you're just saying a little absolute crap. And like Carl said in his message, foreigners, he saw them working. Right? So they were working. You're just saying absolute, complete crap Dowan. You're just
I have no problem with someone coming in working. Like I said before, I have
Phone is working here. That is complete hypocrisy.
Just to go back to Carl's message, he said he was in the city at the weekend. I must have been the only Irish person there. That's a bit of an exaggeration now. No one working in the shops was Irish. No one walking on the streets was Irish. And two taxis I used were being driven by foreigners. Now, it's very much an exaggeration of what Dublin is actually like. But he's given out about people working, not people hanging around, Darren.
Well, that bit I don't agree with, but at the same time, I don't mind people coming in here working. We need multiculturalism. I work with majority foreigners, so I'm not racist, I'm not any of that. It's the people coming in, not working, taking advantage, is what we're talking about. But Anthony, and even you, Adrian, class everyone who thinks that as a racist. The first minute of this conversation, you said Carl was a racist, which is completely wrong.
The fact of the matter is that I believe... Hang on for one second.
You didn't say anything racist.
I believe that it is racist to blame all of the ills in our city on foreigners.
That's not what he did.
But that's what he is doing.
Okay. Agent, Varadkar last year, remember when everyone was saying last year or 2 years ago, Ireland is full?
Yeah, still saying that.
Yeah, and we were classed as racist and for saying that and far right, yeah?
Go on.
And then when Varadkar comes out a year after and says Ireland is at capacity, which means the same thing, he wasn't classed as a racist. Why? Exactly, you can't answer it.
Well, it's the way you say it, isn't it?
It means the same thing, and Jeremy. It means the same thing because he said it.
The same people that were saying Ireland is full were also saying Ireland for the Irish and stuff like that. That's what makes it racist. That's something that Leo Varadkar didn't say. Let me bring in Keith on this.
All the inner city parks are gone. Pretty hard to see an Irish person now walking around town unless it's a fucking protester. You know, but going on any other normal day, and it's just fucking foreigners everywhere and anywhere. This is what the government is doing to the people. They're bringing these people in, and they're saying, there's nothing happening, it's all right, it's grand, but in the background, we have a fucking, our culture is being fucking raped and destroyed in front of our eyes. There's no other way of fucking saying it. Ireland has become a haven for outsiders. The Irish people will be a fucking myth in about 200 years. This country, its heritage, everything has gone down the fucking swanny. And we have people out here waving flags and welcoming this shit in. Welcoming the whole lot in. You know, I'll come to little old Ireland here and, you know, set up shop and call the locals racist. And you get what you want. The police will back you. The government will back you. The fucking Mongo NGOs out there will definitely fucking back you after they dye their hair fucking blue or red or whatever they do. Ireland's destruction... We're all witnessing it in front of our very eyes. We're living witnesses to its destruction. No point in saying it's not happening. If you are, put your head back in the fucking sand. Hope someone comes up and boot you in the fucking hole.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Can I just address a message that just came in by a fellow called Seafred, is how you pronounce his name. And Sheaford says, Ireland will be a Muslim country in 20 years' time. Why do people come up with just off the top of their head statements with absolutely nothing to back it up? What does that mean, Ireland will be a Muslim country? First of all, Ireland will never be a Muslim country. No more than Ireland will ever be a Catholic country, Sheaford, whatever your name is. Ireland is a secular state. It's in our constitution. What that means is... that we are not tied to any one religion. We were, by the way, for many, many years.
Absolutely.
Well before your time, Sheaford, you couldn't eat meat on a... Shops didn't sell meat on a Friday. Like, a lot of people forget the dark times where the country was run by the Catholic Church. Couldn't have a baby outside marriage. Your baby was shipped off to a home and so were you. So those days are gone. We are never going to be tied to any one religion. So what do you mean by Ireland is going to be a Muslim country? Yes, we do have mosques in Ireland because a fair percentage of the population practice Islam and they want to be able to go somewhere to pray, which is fine. But to say Ireland's going to become... These statements are just bollocks.
Ridiculous, absolutely
ridiculous.
They're
just ridiculous, absolute bollocks. You're talking through your hole.
Now, let me bring in more of your calls. And Sean, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sean?
Sure, not too bad. Thanks very much. Look, I think it's kind of, there's two sides to this argument. 100%, I couldn't agree more. The multinationals, foreign nationals, they're welcome as long as they're working. Like we've seen in our hospitals, they do great work, very helpful. And I think their families should be allowed to be brought over. But we have to address the real issue. It's the government in that sense allowing this all to continue. Like if you look at it from there, I think it was last year, the statistic, and this is mainstream media, 21,000 Irish people apply for work and visas in Australia. We have to look at it from the point of view, why can't we stay and work here? And the problem is prices, houses, they're crazy money. Like, I'd be gone myself with my partner.
They're crazy money in Australia as well, I have to tell you.
Oh, no, I couldn't agree more. But, in that sense, you've got a lot more support, I do believe. Now, I don't know off the top of my head, but in terms of childcare, medical and everything, it's a lot better. Like, when you look at our waiting lists, we look at trying to get kids into schools here, creches and everything, extremely hard. But what I don't understand is, I think it was about 2021 to now, our population has increased over 120,000, and all these people are coming in. They're able to avail of these services. They're much more easier and available for people. And I don't understand how that is, and then how many so many Irish people are moving abroad. Like, I couldn't agree more. Like, we do need foreign nationals to come in to support and improve the country, but we have to look at it in a fair sense. We have to make sure it's all done correctly. And a lot, like, I work in the city centre and I walk through the streets, and I do get, like, if you walk like Fane Street, Top Street, Moore Street, they're littered with people, gangs that sit there eating seeds all day, spitting, hanging around, multiple children hanging around them, doing nothing. Do you know? These are the ones I think people are scared about, and the people are highlighting, not the ones that are doing, like the people working in the shops, the people working in the likes of the hospital sector. They're not the ones that people are giving out about. It's the crazy numbers that are falling in every bloody week, and they're getting all these supports, and the native people aren't getting them supports. Like, the Ukrainians get this ARP and they can still work and get money and everything else. Where's the support for the actual working people of the country, the native working people? That's the gripe I think a lot of people have. It's the racism, but like obviously people are going to take advantage.
What I'm hearing though, Sean, is people saying Dublin isn't the Dublin I remember, because the Dublin that I remember was just all Irish Dubliners, and it's the foreigners that have changed the Dublin. I mean, that's really what people are saying.
Yeah, well, look, we have to, everything's constantly changing,
and that's exactly what I was about to say. And to back up what Anthony was saying, things change, you need to go with it, basically.
Yeah, well, see, that's, I completely disagree with that absolute gobshite. You know, that's maybe impolite about him. Look, at the end of the day, everything does change, but like, we have to do hold on and be proud of certain bits of our heritage and our culture and everything else, and not just fold for the sake of this diversity and everything else. I'm all open for it, but we do need to be proud of our heritage and certain aspects of our city, and I do think people are seeing the decline in that, but things do naturally change, you know. I just think this Anthony bullshit, everything's far right and all is ridiculous. That's stupid. He's far left. He's an extremist in his own right. You know, like, that's rubbish. That's all I have to say in regards to that, to be honest with you, Adrian.
Okay, stay there for a second. I want to bring in Francis on this. You're on Opinions Matter. Francis, how are you?
Well, I have a headache at the moment, Adrian, listening to all the fighting and everything that's going on.
What did you want to say?
Paracetamol now, but that chap, I think he had a cheek, you know, to emigrate to Australia and go over there. Was he under relief? Did he not see what was going on in Ireland from Australia? You know, the way things were happening. And he went over there to work. So he left Ireland and he went over there to work. So all that's happening is the other people are coming in here to work. They're saying that he couldn't find an Irish person in
the
shop.
Ridiculous. Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Yeah, I went into Penny's when I was going into Michael's hospital about 5 weeks ago, and I was going in with my back. So I walked from the casualty up to Penny's to get a few things, and my back was already sore. And this is Penny's in Dunleary now, and every staff member was Irish, and every one of them helped me get my shuffle and everything, and they couldn't be nice, and they were all Irish. You know, I have worked in retail, and I've worked with Irish people. I've worked as a carer, and I've also worked with foreign nationals who are absolutely amazing. So, you know, there's two sides. We have two
okay,
sides.
Okay, can you understand why somebody like Carl, now I agree he's a bit of a hypocrite after spending 11 years in Australia, but he has found that he just didn't recognise the city anymore?
Well, we had him to go back to Australia. He was so peaceful. Why did he come home? I mean, how? What does he mean? Of course, Ireland would have changed in the 10 years. Saying that he couldn't get an Irish taxi. I get taxis. Once I got a foreigner, a lovely chap, couldn't help me enough. You know, the rest of the taxis were all Irish. There's people going overboard. And these people saying, oh, the country's going to be taken off. If there wasn't so many arguing against each other, we have used other people's countries and they are using ours. So it's tit for tat.
Absolutely, and I agree. And we were talking earlier on, or somebody mentioned earlier on about foreigners sending money home and all of that. Back in the day, Irish men all went to London to work, and they sent their wages home. They sent their wages home.
My father always worried at home, and I know that sounds old, but
they did send their wages home. Yeah. So,
yeah.
Anyway, all right, thanks
for... same thing happening again.
Yeah, it's just in reverse. Anyway, good to talk to you, Francis. Thanks very much indeed.
And it's no different from... you heard about the story in Lanzarote a couple of weeks ago, that Lanzarote residents and Tenerife residents signed petitions to curb the amount of tourists coming to
their
islands.
Oh, that's happening everywhere, yeah.
Yeah. And I know, because I have Spanish friends for years who are from a lot of these places, and they say the Spanish people hate, obviously they'll take the money from the tourism, but they hate the fact that their cities are overrun. Like, you think about it,
the exact same problem, they can't get somewhere to live because rents have gone so high because of the amount of foreigners. Yeah.
So if it bothers you when you walk up, one comment there that just came in Facebook, walking up Parnell Street at the moment is like being in Addis Ababa. Where's Addis Ababa?
It's in Ethiopia or somewhere like that.
So, now...
Every the exaggeration, yeah.
That is an exaggeration. But to that person, what I would say is, yes, if you think Parnell Street looks like Ethiopia, because the amount of black people there, I don't see why that's a problem. How do you think the Spanish people feel when all your kids go over on their Leaving Cert holidays?
Rampage. Let me squeeze in one final message from Neil.
Adrian, Jeremy, the Irish women are always afraid of foreign people. It's just that it's in their DNA. My wife is terrified of them as well. And there's no point in you saying, what are they afraid of? It's in their DNA. I'm afraid of fucking rats and mice. I can't help it. It's in my DNA. They don't matter to me. But the likes of women in Ireland are terrified of foreign people. A lot of them, it's just in their DNA. And as I said to you, my wife is terrified of them. There you go. Cheers.
All right, Neil. Thanks very much indeed for your message. And thank you, all of you, for your messages. Interesting conversation, but surprisingly, a lot of people don't like what Dublin has become.
Now, Angela's saying that's bullshit. Holidays are different. Come on now. Well, Angela, for you they are, because you're only in Spain for a week. But if you live in Spain, it's a constant
influx of people. Yep.
Your whole summer is taken up with British scumbags, British and then townies from Finglas.
Thanks for listening to Opinions Matter. Please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify and you'll get a notification every day we upload a new podcast. We'll catch you on the next one.